This is Robert Benton, writer-director of Twilight, and you're listening to Movie Magazine San Francisco.
This is Heather Clisby with Movie Magazine talking to Robert Benton, writer-director of Twilight. Now, when you were growing up in Waxahachie, Texas, okay, what did you want to be? What did you envision your future to be?
Well, when I was a child, I was seriously dyslexic, and it meant that reading was very difficult for me for a long period of time. And my only refuge out of that was drawing. And at that point, I wanted to be an animated cartoonist for Walt Disney. My father would come home from work, and instead of saying to me, as any other father would have said, have you done your homework? He would say to me, do you want to go to the movies? I grew up going to movies two or three times, three or four times a week. And my father was really drawn to movies my mother liked to call blood and thunder movies, which were essentially private eye movies or crime movies or westerns. And I went with him, and I became interested in those kind of movies then, too. I remember when I was still in high school, we went to see The Asphalt Jungle. And I was so mesmerized by that movie that when it was over, my father said, okay, so let's go. And I said, no. And he went on home. I stayed through it a second time. When I saw Place in the Sun. I must have seen Place in the Sun, I don't know, 12 times in the period of about 2 months. But you watch a movie five or six times, you begin to see deeper into the movie. You begin to see something more than how beautiful Elizabeth Taylor is or how extraordinary Montgomery Clift is. You begin to see something other than the love story. You begin to see how they structure the love story. You begin to see then how he structured the movie, how he used repeating scenes in the movie over and over again, and how your appreciation for the movie shifts and changes and deepens. And I think it was seeing movies again and again that taught me a lot of what I know about writing movies. The great thing that's happened with videotape is people can do that now. You can study a movie in a way that it was not possible to study movies 20 years ago. You can go back and you can see the cutting pattern in a Hitchcock film. You can really study line by line the writing and the acting and how Ford put together My Darling Clementine or Ford Apache. You can see those things. I mean, they're accessible to us now in a way that that material wasn't 20 years ago.
Now with Twilight, I noticed, to me it seemed like age, the passing of time, the past seemed like a big force in that film, especially with the older actors that you used. Was that something that you sort of consciously wrote into the film, or did the actors sort of bring that with them?
I think that was in the script from the beginning when Richard and I began the work. It's my habit when I'm writing, and I imposed this on working with Richard, that as soon as we could, we define the character sufficiently, we would think of an actor who would be right for it, and agree on that actor as a way of making certain we were talking about the same character. I do that even on my own. It helps me make the character specific. In this case, early on, we knew that Harry Ross was Paul Newman. Paul Newman had done 20-some-odd years ago a wonderful private eye film called Harper. There's a moment in this picture where Paul Newman turns to Stocker Channing, who asks him if he's going to return to being a private eye again. And he said, why should I do that? When I was a private detective, I slept in my office and showered at the YMCA. In Harper, you see him sleeping and living in his office. It is not literally Harper 20 years later, but it is that sort of figure. It's a meditation on what happened to that man. With Jack and Catherine Ames, who were played by Gene Hackman and Susan Sarandon, they are people who have had an enormous amount of privilege in their life, but their luck is running out. And because I've worked in movies for close to 30 years now, I have watched that happen with an enormous number of people, that I've watched the effect of privilege on people's lives, so that they had for me, and I think Richard had other associations that he brought to it. But it was Jack Ames at the beginning of this movie is dying. There is some dark secret in his past that he's afraid of that it will come to the surface. Catherine Ames, his wife, loves him very much, but her life is unraveling. Raymond Hope, who's played by James Garner, is one of Harry's oldest friends. And again, his life is unraveling in a different sort of way. It is about how complicated life gets and how complicated love is. That in on one level, this movie really is, the main part of this movie is about love, whether it's the love that Paul Newman has for Susan Sarandon, whether it is who's married to Gene Hackman in the movie, whether it's the love that is the kind of friendship between Newman and Hackman, whether that is almost blown apart by a betrayal, and then comes together again. It is about affection. It's about love. It is about how complicated those things are and how dangerous they are.
Mr. Benton, thank you so much for talking with me today. This is Heather Clisby talking with writer-director Robert Benton.